So, my name is Patricia Rush. I was elected to the school board in November and started serving in January. So I've been on the board for 6 months. I am extremely proud to be on this board and feel like we are making great progress preparing for the school year 2019-20. I am also very gratified to work with our acting superintendent, Patricia Robinson, and with the many wonderful teachers and staff we have in the school. However, I am talking tonight to tell you my severe disappointment with our negotiations with the state of Michigan. And I want to set this record straight for the press. I'm hoping the press is going to record this, and if you're possible, to transcribe it and to put this in the newspaper. I'm not going to answer any questions from the press later. This is my total statement. So I was elected by the state, by the board, to be the board secretary and to be chairman of the finance committee. And we on the board have done the very best we can to carry this out. We have been able to establish excellent relationships with the Michigan Department of Treasury, Treasurer Rachel Eubanks and her staff, who have been excellent with us. We have excellent relationship with the elected representatives to the Michigan Department of Education. On June 12th, we met with Governor Whitmer and with the Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist in the basement of one of the churches here in Benton Harbor. Subsequently, we met with the Lieutenant Governor again. And I have no complaints against the actual governor or the Lieutenant Governor, but I have serious complaints with the governor's staff. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, which is a little unusual, but I'm going to take this moment. So my background is my husband and I live in SOTUS. My background is I'm a retired physician and a healthcare executive. I have served as a senior executive in several healthcare organizations. I was chief operating officer in the Cook County Bureau of Health, a $300 million budget. I also was vice president at Rush's Medical School, and I was on faculty at Rush's Medical School and the University of Chicago. The reason I tell you my background is that in those positions, I have dealt with federal agencies, state agencies, county agencies, and City of Chicago agencies. I've dealt with Medicare, Medicaid, public aid, public health. I served on the Joint Commission of Accreditation of Hospitals for 6 years. I represented the entire Geriatric Society with the AMA. So I have a lot of experience. In my entire 40-year professional career, I have never been treated the way we have been treated, the whole board has been treated by the representatives from the governor. Disrespectful, intimidating, and lying. The community and the press need to report the truth. These two handouts that you have here, we have put a statement on the top telling you, in the past 24 hours, I personally have received over 20 communications, including some threatening communications, from people who believe that the board sold the community out. I hope you will read the letters that we put at the top. These pieces of paper were distributed to us at this meeting on June 26th. It was never discussed with us. We never agreed to any of it. Yet, before we were able to get in the car to drive home from Lansing, this was put out to the media by the governor's office. It could not have been put out by the board because we only had a paper copy We did not have an electronic copy. So the fact that an electronic copy was released while we were in the car tells us where the leak came from. I am calling on the press. The press needs to stop churning these rumors. If the press receives a document, I am calling on you to put in your report, whether it's in the paper or on TV or on the web or on Facebook, where you got this. The fact that you would imply that this board has lied to the community is unacceptable. So this has to be a partnership. And I'm calling on the governor and lieutenant governor, who I'm hoping will see this clip, to give us new people to negotiate with. Because the people who are negotiating with us lie to our face, distort what we're saying, and put intimidating material out about this board. We are going to fight back. We will not tolerate this. So anyway, I am proud to be on the board. We are all working hard to reopen the schools for the 2019 and 20 school year. And we are hoping to work with the Ministerial Alliance and other people that have come forward to help us register students and bring the kids back to our schools. And bring the community, bring the jobs back to our community.